Hello, and welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips, Dictionary.com. Hi, everyone, and welcome to today's tip. Today, I would like to discuss a very cool app for the iPhone / website. It is called Dictionary. Dictionary.com. For those of you who like words, this is a fun thing to have on hand. What you essentially do is it will look up words for you. The website does this, but if you don't want the website, you can get a free iPhone app. There is a premium version that you don't get ads with, but ads, whatever. I personally don't mind them in a lot of different applications, and this is one of them. It's a very simple app. A couple of the buttons aren't labeled, and I'm actually not sure what they do because I press them and nothing happens. So I don't think they're really necessary to access the dictionary, thesaurus, and or word of the day, which is what this app principally does. Let's go through and see from the top of the screen here what we've got. A couple of these buttons act in very unusual ways. If we're at the top here.
Arrow left off button.
This is the first button we come to. And this arrow right button that we'll come to in a second.
BTN global closed. Arrow right off button.
Cycle through the words that you've currently looked up.
BTN global closed.
So we've got.
BTN global closed. Arrow left off button.
We've got this button.
Text field.
That will allow you to enter a word into a search so that you can search for it.
BTN global closed button.
Not sure what that exactly does. I think that opens and closes the ability to edit the search.
Arrow right off button.
That is another way to cycle through the words that you have chosen previously. Those arrow left and arrow right buttons take you in among that list.
Button.
That is another unlabeled button. Hang on.
BTN global arrow right button. Selected. Dictionary. Button. Button.
And I'm not sure what that unlabeled button does.
Button.
It doesn't do anything when I look at
Selected.
It.
Selected. Dictionary. Button.
Along the bottom of the screen, we've got dictionary.
Thesaurus. Button.
Thesaurus. You can look up synonyms for things.
Recent. Button.
Recents, which you can get to instead of trying to use those arrow keys.
Word of the day. Button.
And the word of the day. Let's see what happens when I look up word of the day. Now, to do that, you need the internet, access to the internet. The dictionary already has, the free version has a list in it, a database of 40,000 words. And if you want more words than that, you have to download the premium version. That's another advantage of the premium. And then after word of the day, there's nothing. So, word of the day and a phonetic pronunciation of the word, in other words, an MP3 file containing the pronunciation, you need to download those over the internet or go to the website, of course. So let's see what the word of the day is today. They're usually really kind of weird, dumb words, but...
Selected. Word of the day. Selected. Dictionary. Button. Word of the day. Button. Selected. Button.
Let's go from the top with the word of the day.
Button.
And see what we've got.
Button. Arrow left off. Button. Estivat. Text field.
Now, if you want to spell that word out, you can look, you can do, voiceover by letter and spell it out.
BTN global closed. Button. Arrow dictionary forward. Button. Selected. Toggle English at. One. Toggle Spanish off. Two of two.
You
button.
Can look for certain Spanish words.
Estivat. E. 0312400. MP3. Link. Image.
That is an MP3 file that you can click on and it will load a pronunciation.
Estevate.
It will tell you how to pronounce it. Estevate.
Definition. To spend the summer, as at a specific place or in a certain activity. Verb. 0. To spend the summer, as at a specific place or in a certain activity. Verb. 0. In zoology. To spend a hot, dry season in an inactive, dormant state. Assert. Example. So as the people we knew back east die, or are institutionalized, or take themselves off to Tucson or Sarasota or Santa Barbara to. Estevate. Their last years away as we are doing here. Our contacts here shrink. 2. Comma Wallace Stenner. Wallace Earl Stenner. The spectator bird. There she was. 4.5 feet tall. 2 cute 4 words. Mugging shamelessly as she did whenever I hauled out my Kodak during that summer before the war. In the aftermath of my mother's death. When I was sent to. Estevat. With my nice aunt and her nice state cop husband in a tiny Carolina town just over the border. Comma William Styron. James L. W. West. The Suicide Run, Five Tales of the Marine Corps.
So it gives you quotations where this word is actually used. I've never heard of it before. Interesting.
Dictionary, button.
And then, of course, you've got the bottom doc for this application, which is, you know, you've got dictionary.
Thesaurus, recent. Selected, word of the day,
and
button.
That's selected, so that's what we've got here. And if you go and try and do, you know, forward and back on the screen and everything, it doesn't do anything. This is it. This is it. So the top few where you can cycle through your words and all this kind of thing that you've chosen, the top few buttons are a little bit inaccessible. The global button is how you turn your search feature on and off when you're in your dictionary. And you just have to kind of know what the alternate labels mean. I probably will end up writing to the app developer and telling them what they need to change in this app to make it accessible. But really, most of the key functions are doable without any changes. So it's a fun little app. True, you can go to the website, but this app is also available if you want to look up a word on the fly. I actually saw someone do it the other night on his iPhone at a party. Look up a word. So that's how I found out about this app. So thank you very much for listening. Using it is simple as that. And I will see you next time. You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.